Oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. We cry, oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Your name is above all names, and you're worthy of all our praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. So we cry, oh, oh, oh. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, oh. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. For as we so often declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and that you have made this day, God, we are rejoicing in. We are glad in it. Glad that you are alone on our God. Glad that you're the only one that we can rely upon. Glad that you are the source of our strength and you are the strength of our life. Glad that you are our healer. Glad that you are our way maker. Glad that you are our mind regulator. Glad that you are our strong tower. Glad that you are the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Glad that you're the one that we can lean and depend upon. Glad that you are faithful and that you're just. Glad that your mercy endures through all generations. Glad that, God, that you have
that you called me out of darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you, God, for allowing me to see a brand new day, another day that I can rejoice and be glad in it, another day that I can honor and adore you, another day that I can love on you and worship you in spirit and in truth. God, I thank you for yet another day, a day, God, that was not promised, but, God, a day that you gave us unconditionally for a purpose, for a plan, for you to fulfill in our lives, and for that we are grateful. Thank you for being such a magnificent God. Thank you for being such a wonderful God. Thank you for being such a faithful God. And thank you, oh God, that your love never fails and never runs out on me. Every single day, every single morning, your love overwhelms me and your love overtakes me. Every single day, every single morning, God, your mercies are new that we see because your faithfulness is great. You are a consistent God. You are a faithful God, and you never fail and you never run short of your glory. Let your glory be revealed in us today, because God, there is no one like you. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways, and we totally lean and depend upon you. It's not by our power, it's not by our might, but it's by your spirit. It's because you breathe the breath of life in us today that we are able to move and have our very being. It's because you breathe the breath of life in us today, God, that we are in our right mind with a reasonable portion of health and strength. It's because you breathe light in us today that we can offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, that we have the ability to go up and get in our go to our jobs, that we have the ability to dress, God, and brush our teeth, oh God, and be in our right mind. God, it was nobody but you that blessed us, and nobody but you that sustained us, and nobody but you, oh God, that made a way, and nobody but you that we can trust in. And so we bless your name this morning, and we declare out loud that there is nobody greater, nobody greater than you. We can search high, we can search low, and we'll never find anyone like you. You are an awesome God. You are a wonderful God. You are a magnificent God. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to be magnified. And we bless your name, God. For when praises go up, blessings can't help but to come on down. Shower down your blessings this morning. Shower down your anointing, God. Shower down a refreshing, a revival, God, like none other, God. And let your Shekinah glory fall afresh on us this day in the mighty name of Jesus. As we prepare our hearts for the day that you have made, we don't want to take any steps without you. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and any man that is wise, oh God, will not lean unto his own understanding, but in all his ways, a man that is wise will acknowledge you. He would acknowledge that he is inadequate. He would acknowledge that his capabilities are insufficient. Oh God, he would declare and acknowledge, God, that your ways are far above his ways. He would acknowledge that he is nothing without you. And so I surrender to you right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask that you would come to more and have your way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Fall afresh underneath your people that have taken this time out this morning to get up, oh God, to offer unto you praise, to submit to you in worship, to submit to you in prayer. Oh God, honor us today. Pour out your spirit upon us, God. Fill our cups even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, till we can't handle no more. Run over in us, God. Let your anointing, God, run over us in us right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We can't make it without you. We can't move without you. We can't breathe without you. We can't think without you. We don't want to take any steps without you. God, we need you, Lord, today. So we surrender all to you even now, because there's nobody greater. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of our praise. Mighty are the works of your hand, because there is nobody greater than you. In the beginning, there was you, God, and there was nothing else. It was you, the Son and the Holy Ghost. It was just you, and the earth was out void. Without form, and that it was void. But God, you began to speak things into existence, and under the authority of your voice, under the authority of your word, under the power of your word, those things became flesh, or those things came into existence. God, there is power in your words. There's power and authority in your words. You said in your word, God, that your word will never return back unto your void, but that it will accomplish what it set forth for it to accomplish. Speak the word over our lives, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, give us the audacity. ability. Give us the unbelievable faith, God, to be able to speak light and not death, to speak into our hearts, to speak into the lives of those we come in contact with, to speak hope, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, not just to give out a little love token here and there, but give us the words, oh God, to be able to speak light, and the words that we can speak, God, are not our own, but give us the remembrance, God, of your word, to be able to speak light into people, into those we come across today, because we're living in a dead time when people need to know that there is hope. There is hope in you. There is hope. Even when your son Jesus died on the cross for our sins, there was still hope because he said that he would rise again on the third day. And according to his word, he rose again with all power in his hand. You gave him all power, not just in hell, but in earth, and not just in earth, but in heaven. He was the ruler of everything that you created. He became the King of Kings. He became the Lord of Lords. He became the great I Am. He became our rock and our shelter. He became everything that we need and more. He became the bread of life for us that we never have to hunger. He became that water that would never allow us to thirst. He became everything that we needed and more. And so we're grateful to you. We're grateful that you had a plan. We're grateful that you were mindful of us. We're grateful, God, that you created us in your own image. We're grateful that you had mercy upon us, even when we fell short of your glory. We're grateful, God, that you alone are our God. You are a rock. You are our strong tower. You are everything that we need and more. And so I thank you, God, for being such an awesome and a mighty God. There is no one like you. And so, Lord, as we assemble ourselves together this morning, we just came to offer unto you praise. God, there's so much on my plate this morning, but God, I still am willing to give you the glory and the honor. You're just that important, God. fool ourselves. We think that we're stronger than you. Sometimes we think we don't need you. Sometimes we think that we can do things by our own power and by our own might, and you will sit there and you'll allow us to do it. God, let me not be a fool, Lord, today, but let me surrender to your will. Let me not be foolish in any of my ways, in any of my actions, but in all my ways, God, help me to acknowledge you so that you might direct my pathways. Lead me and guide me, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as I've just lost my earpiece for some reason out of my ear. But God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. The devil is trying to get victory this morning, but he will not get the victory over me because I am determined to walk with you. I am determined to praise you. I am determined to magnify you. I am determined to glorify you because everything that I do is all about you, Lord. I want you to get the glory out of my life. I want you to be pleased with me. I want you to be worshipped and adored. I want you to get all the glory. I want you to get all the praise, and it belongs to you, God. You deserve the worship. You deserve the honor. You deserve the glory, and you deserve the praise, God. And I honor you, God, today, because you mean the world to me. Oh, God, I can't do anything on my own, but it's not by my power, it's not by my might, but it's by thy spirit, Lord, that I can live and do the things that you have called for us to do today. Walk with us, Lord, and talk with us, Lord. Lead, guide, and direct us. Grant us wisdom. Grant us strength. Grant us a brand new anointing, and grant us a brand new refreshing, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that whatever come we're made today, we have the determination that we're going to give you the glory, that we're going to give you the honor, and that you're going to get all the praise in everything that we do, no matter what comes our way. Because many are the affliction of the righteous. But the Lord, you delivered them out of all. You delivered us out of them all. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing too more powerful than you. There's nothing too large or too great for you. God, you're the strongest thing that we can ever rely upon. That's why you are our rock, God. Because you don't crumble. You don't fail. You don't run out. You don't run short. You are everything. So we lose not into our own understanding. But God, we acknowledge you so that you can direct our pathways even now, God. Lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord. Oh, God, to be the vessels that you desire for us to be today. We want to make your name glorious, oh, God, and we want to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. We can't do that on our own, but we need your Holy Ghost to come tomorrow and have his way, to uproot everything that's unlike it, to cast the devil out of our minds, to cast the devil out of our wills and out of our way, to plead the blood over us, oh God, and wash us and keep us whole and keep us holy and acceptable. It's not by us, God, oh God, but it's by your spirit. So Holy Ghost, come tomorrow and have your way. There's no one like you, God, that you would be willing to abide in us. There's no one like you, God, that you would be willing, God, to make us your temple, make us your place of dwelling. Oh God, make us the house that you choose to dwell in, for we don't belong to ourselves. We are not our own. We were purchased with a price. And I thank you that the blood was shed so that I might have life. And so I don't belong to myself. My praise don't belong to me. The glory, it don't belong to me. But all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, it is thine, oh God. So I'm going to give it to you. You deserve it, God. You deserve my hallelujah. You deserve my thank you, Jesus. You deserve the lifting up of my head. You deserve a dancing in my feet. You deserve a waving of my head. God, whatever praise I can give you, whatever it is, God, I want to offer unto you that praise, oh God, continuously, Lord, with the fruit of my lips, God, and with all that's within me, I'm determined to bless your name this day. Because I need something from you. I need your joy that the world don't give and the world can't take it away. God, I need strength for today, and I know I'm not the only one. Renew us even now as we wait upon you. Let our bodies be renewed. Let our hearts be renewed. Let our minds be renewed. Because you said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Even right now, give us to wait. Give us to put our trust in you. Give us to understand that we don't have to do it on our own, oh God, but that we can lean and depend upon you. For you said, your burdens are easy. Your yoke is light, so we can take those upon us and give all of our cares, cast all of our cares over to you because you care.
Not that we won't go through any trials, not that we won't go through any affliction, but God, that you will bring us through them all, many of the afflictions of the righteous. But you deliver. You are a deliverer. You are a deliverer, Lord, and we're living in our time or going through our season, our time, our span of breakthrough, Lord, because I don't want to put any limitations on it, Lord, because we have tarried, we have labored, we have worked, and our labor is not in vain, and we are in our season where we will reap the harvest of what we have sown, God, and I pray, God, that we have sown seeds of blessings, sow seeds of trust, sow seeds of obedience, God, so that as we are reaping our breakthrough, God, we'll receive the things, oh God, that will be a blessing to us and not be a curse unto us. Oh God, open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we won't have room to receive it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, fill us up even now, God, till we can't handle anymore. Fill us up even now, God, till we want no more. Let your anointing overflow. Let your anointing overwhelm us. Let your anointing overrun us, God, in the name of Jesus, because you said goodness and mercy, they shall follow us all the days of our lives. It will follow. They will follow us all the days of our lives. So as we put our trust in you and as we continue to hope in you, oh God, goodness and mercy will continue to follow us every single day of our lives, God, and we can dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I thank you, God, because I can dwell in your presence. I thank you, Lord, because I can dwell in the midst of you, that when I offer unto you praise, oh God, you come in and you will inhabit the praises of your people. Let your glory, God, fall afresh on us even now, God, as we make your name glorious, as we lift up your name, fall afresh on us even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you may come and more and have your way, and that you may be pleased with us, oh God, that you might get the glory out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Shape us and mold us even now so that we may be in your image. Oh, God, that you might get the glory out of everything that we do and more. Thank you for being such an awesome God. Thank you for being such a mighty God. And thank you for being a God that loves, a God of compassion, a God of mercy, a God of victory. Oh, God, you're not a defeated God. But God, everything that you do, God, you get the glory out of it. And that is our desire, for you get the glory out of our lives today and everything that we put our hands to do. Let it be done so that you might get the glory out of our lives, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, as we continue in the furtherance of this day, oh, God, I'm having trouble with this earpiece, Lord. It seems like it just wants to be difficult today. But I am determined, oh, God, to continue to travail and continue to trust and continue to, God, press towards you this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray your blessings on our meeting, our workers' meeting, God, as we have assembled ourselves together from many parts of the state of Virginia and even in North Carolina. We have come together, God, for a time of revival. God, we ask that you would revive our hearts and revive our souls, continue to anoint every single higher and higher in you, God. We want you to be glorified. We want you to be magnified. We want you to be adored. We want you to be lifted up. We want you to be glorified, and that souls might save, lives might be changed. God, souls might be filled with the goodness of your Holy Spirit, with the baptism of your Holy Spirit. Let a revival break forth now in the name of Jesus and move out, root out, God, move out the spirit of haughtiness, the spirit of pride, the spirit of deceit, those things that will cause us to be in division as a people. But Lord, unify us even now, God. Make us one even now, Lord, and let your Shekinah glory fall afresh on us as we come together in corporate worship and in corporate praise. Come no more and have your way, God. Even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and move by your power, move by your might, move by your spirit. Fall afresh on our leader even now. I pray for Bishop Ted G. Thomas right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would strengthen him, that you would keep him, that you would encourage him, that you will renew him, that you will give him long life, that you will refresh him, and that all the things that he has to do, all the responsibilities that he has, God, that you will continue to order his footsteps and walk with him and talk with him day by day. I firmly believe that the anointing runs down Aaron's beard. And I am not the highest authority in the land that I am in, God.
We all have leaders that are ahead of us, and I thank you for such a great leader as Bishop Ted Thomas, an example of holiness, an example of integrity, an example of a righteous man, a man after your own heart, Lord, and I'm able to look to him as an example of Jesus Christ, and I'm able to be able to uphold his arm and continue to pray for him and undergird him. And so, God, give me the strength to do what I need to do to lift up my leader. And as you lift my leader up, God, and I hold on, God, I'll be lifted up as well. And then those that are attached to me and those that are connected to me, God, as I go up, God, they go up with me. And so allow your anointing to continue to run down each and every member of Praise Center, each and every person that's connected to us in ministry, those that are ministry partners with us, Lord, that are not a member, that are not members of the church, Lord, continue to take us higher, Lord, as we continue to put our trust in you. I pray for every administrative assistant. I pray for every superintendent. I pray for every pastor, Lord, every elder, every minister, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Mother Nellie Towns, Lord, and Mother Charlotta Thomas, Lord. I pray for the women of God, every district missionary, Lord, every evangelist missionary, every deaconess missionary, Lord, and the women of the church. I pray for the body of believers, Lord. Oh, God, everyone, oh, God, the children, oh, God, the teens, the young adults, Lord, I pray for the people of God that will be willing to submit to you, that will be willing to surrender to you, that will be willing, God, to commit to you. And all that we do, God, that we can be willing to put our trust and our hope in you, because when we trust in you, Lord, you never fail. But our faith activates your power, your wonder-working power in our lives. I believe you, God, today, because without faith, it's impossible to please you. So grow our faith stronger today in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Remind us of how great you've been. Remind us of how faithful you've been. Remind us of how you made a way. Remind us, God, so that our faith will grow. And as our faith grows, you can move more in our lives, God. You don't have to be stopped. You don't have to be hindered by doubt. You don't have to be hindered by dismay. You don't have to be hindered by those things that are not fruitful for your wonder-working power to be manifested in our lives. Bless us today, that we may continue to stand upon the principles of holiness, and not just allow it to be a principle, but the way of life of holiness. We want to be holy and acceptable. Everything that we do in our conversations, in our actions, drive out the spirit of the wedges, oh God, that come in between us and our brothers. God, you said in your word that they'll know us by how we love one another. We can't love if we're being jealous. We can't love if we're being hateful. We can't love if we're holding grudges. Lord, free us, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, of all those things that we hold on to that cause division in the body of Christ, Lord, today, we're stronger together. We're better together. Oh, God, you can do more with us together. One can set 1,000, but two can set 10,000, Lord. Let us put our trust in you, Lord, today, because we cannot make it on our own. We are better together. I pray for the body of believers everywhere. Believers everywhere, God. No matter of the reformation. God, if they confess that Jesus is Lord, oh, God, then we are brothers in the gospel. Oh, God, and we thank you for helping to build us up into a stronger, unified body. We can't do it on our own, but refine us. Put us in the refining fire. And we're in a refining fire now, Lord, in this season that we're in our government, in this season that we're in the land of America. God, it's time for the people of God to get back to praying. Oh, God, you said, if my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray. You said that, Lord. Oh, God, after you said, if you send pestilence in the land. Oh, God, and we have pestilence in the land. Oh, God, there's wickedness in many high places, Lord. Oh, God, there's danger seen and unseen. But you said, if my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, Lord. Drive out the spirit of wickedness out of us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we pray, as we submit to you, God, begin to heal the land. Oh, God, begin to forgive our sins, oh, God. Begin to breathe light into us, Lord. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are heal the land. Forgive our sins, oh, God, and you are here from heaven. Hear from heaven on our behalf, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. America has sinned, Lord. America has fallen short of your glory. Forgive us, God, of doing things outside of your will. Forgive us, Lord, for going into a state of apostasy. Lord, forgive us, Lord, today, and draw us back to thee. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy on America, Lord, and spare our lives. Spare us, Lord, today. And remember, Lord, that you have a remnant here that's crying out to you. And Lord, as I've been running around this morning in this time of prayer, I have not had an opportunity to see who's online. But Lord, you still have a remnant of people that are willing to pray. You have a remnant, God, of people that are willing to sacrifice. Put down, get off that pillow. Lift up their head. Oh, God, to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. You still have a people that are willing to adore you and chase after you. Oh, God, and run after you, God. Not be satisfied with just the fishes and the loaves, but desire more from you, a greater anointing, a closer walk with thee. You still have a remnant, God, that wants more of you than the things of this world. Thank you, God, that there is still a remnant, Lord, and we submit ourselves to you. And we ask, God, that you would come tomorrow and have your way. So bless our workers' meeting, Lord, as we come together. Oh, God, let it be a revival, Lord. Bless every speaker. Bless every inspirational speaker. Bless everyone that brings the scripture. Bless every song that is sung. Bless everything that we put our hands to do, God, and get the glory out of it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch the sound system. Bless the musicians, Lord. Oh, God, bless everything that we put our hands to do to give you glory and give you honor and to give you praise. I pray for our upcoming Eastern Regional Youth Explosion, Lord. As, Lord, I've been asked to participate in that now as well. I pray that you would bless our president, President Mark Thomas, our assistant vice president, Lord, Pastor Gilbert White, Chairlady, oh God, Chairlady Adams, Lord, and all of those that are working to make this event, oh God, come to fruition, Lord. Honor the commitment. Honor the sacrifice of your people, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And let it be so that when the young people, the youth, the young adults come, Lord, lives will be changed. A spirit of revival will break forth. Your Holy Spirit will fall afresh on us all, God, and anoint us for service, anoint us for worship, anoint us to do your bidding and to do your will, God. Let lives be changed. Let souls be saved. Let hearts be filled with your anointing, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your Holy Spirit come to more and have his way. Let nothing that we've done get to bring glory to any man, but that all the glory and all the honor will be thine. Bless all those that will be driving up from all throughout this eastern region as we converge on Westchester, New York. Spirit of revival, I speak it right now. Breakthrough, God, I speak it upon us right now. Healing and deliverance, miracles, signs and wonders, I speak them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know that you can. God, what we've been put before you, Lord, and what we've been through, we are looking for our immediate results. In the name of Jesus. And as I quickly come to my conclusion, Lord, I pray for every single member of Praise Center this morning, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Call on the name of Lady Olinda McCown, Sister Diamond Star, Brother Eric McCown, Brother Evelina Dean McCown, Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller, Sister Deanne Graham, and Brother Renix Graham. Lord, I pray for Eric and Connie Coulter, Lord, and their babies, their children. I pray for Brother Herbert Lee, oh, God, and his children, Lord. I pray for Sister Paulette King. God, thank you for adding to the church, oh, God, as you see fit to do. Thank you for the breakthrough. Thank you for the word that was spoken into my life. Confirmation from my friend, Elder J. Kyle Nicholson, Lord, about what you had spoken into him. Thank you, God, that we don't have to walk by faith, but we can, we don't have to walk by sight, but we can walk by faith. And my faith, oh, God, is that our labor is not in vain, that we shall reap, God, if we faint not. And so, Lord, I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District. I pray for those that are around us that we're laboring for, laboring with. We thank you for this time of prayer, consecration. Thank you for our consecration yesterday, and thank you for taking us higher and prepping us for this day. Now walk with us and talk with us. Let us not go in this day on our own, but lead us and guide us and direct us. And if you do this, God, we'll be careful to give you all the glory. We'll be careful to give you all the honor. We'll be careful to give you all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.